Okay, dressed. Check. Hair and makeup done. Check. Extreme nervousness and guilt. Check. Why the hell did I agree to this? Okay, it'll be okay. One thing at a time. Hey! Oh, wow! Look at you! You look fantastic, honey! Me? Oh, thanks. You're so sweet. You even brought flowers? Oh, and they're tulips! My favorite! Well, I must say, you are off to a terrific start, young man. Let me just go and put these in some water, and then I'm ready to go. Oh, wow! This place is gorgeous! I can't believe you were able to get a last-minute reservation here! You're in serious danger of raising my standards, mister. You even managed to get us a table on the balcony? You are pulling out all the stops tonight, aren't you? Pulling out my chair for me? Well, well, aren't you a gentleman? Oh, there's only one menu here.
Excuse me, waiter?
Yes, can we have another menu, please? We only have one here. Thank you so much. Okay, let's see. Well, I'm definitely going to need some wine in my system if we're really doing this. Excuse me, mister. Don't think I've forgotten how old you are. You're still not old enough to drink. But, considering the circumstances, if I were to say, order two glasses of wine, then leave one on your side of the table, I'd understand if you mistake it for yours and drink it. Just don't tell anyone about it. Okay, honey? Now, let's take a look at the food. Yeah, I am really hungry. I tried not to eat too much after you left, so I'd be able to eat now. Ooh, I think I'll have the pasta. What are you going to have? That sounds really good too. Shall we see if we can flag down a... Oh! Yes, actually, we are ready to order. What a coincidence. I will have the spaghetti and two glasses of Pinot Noir. And for dessert, I think I'll have the tiramisu. Yep, that's everything from me. What about you, honey? Great! Thank you. Well, he seems nice. You know, I've got to say, this is nowhere near as awkward as I thought it would be. Right? And you really have impressed me so far. I still feel a little bad, though. I know my son's okay with it, but your mom is my best friend, and we're doing this behind her back. I don't want her to hate me for doing this. No, you're right. You're absolutely right. Let's worry about that later and just enjoy our date for now. Oh, and here come the drinks. Thank you. Cheers. So, in the interest of making conversation until the food comes, my son mentioned that you were thinking of changing your major. Have you decided what you want to change it to? Oh, really? Well, that's interesting. At least it won't mean you end up stuck in an office job forever like me. Me? Oh, I actually majored in English literature. Not what most people would call fascinating. No, I don't think I'd pick anything else if I had the chance to do it again. I enjoyed the experience. That's what matters to me. God, I haven't thought about my time at college for a while. It was so long ago now. Oh, good. Here comes the food. Thank you. Whoa, this looks so good. Yeah, let's eat. Oof. It's getting kind of cold, huh? What? Your jacket? Oh, thank you. You get extra gentleman points for that. That's much better. Your jacket is so warm. It's a good thing we're not too far from my place. You what? You wanna hold hands? Sure. I gotta say, honey, you've done a really good job tonight. You've really impressed me. You've pretty much made this a near-perfect date. Well, I say near-perfect because the night's still not over. If you can nail the end of the date, too, then I'll consider it perfect. Well, now's your chance. Here's my house. I really did have a fun time tonight. Thank you, honey. Yeah, I actually really would like to go out with you again. But if we're really gonna do this, if we're really going to start dating each other, we have to tell your mother about us. I just want to make sure that everyone is up to speed and everything we do is above board so no one gets hurt. Okay, good. Now I think it's high time you really put an end to the date. If you know what I mean. Yes, I mean you should kiss me now. Oh, very good. Hands on my waist, pulling me close. You're really a natural at this, aren't you? Okay. I'll stop talking. Just... Oh, wow. That was... Honey, that was a hell of a kiss. Yep. Definitely in a good way. One more? Well, how can I say no to that? Okay, you're gonna have to go before I decide to do something stupid. But, call me, okay? We'll work out when and where to tell your mom about this. Okay. You really need to go. Good night, honey. One hell of a night. God, what is happening? Well, whatever. It's a problem for future me, I guess. For now, it's time to lie in bed and think about him until I fall asleep. Damn. I've got it bad.